We have a Pope, Pope Leo XIV, formerly Cardinal Robert Prevost. He has a Philadelphia connection. He graduated from Villanova University in 1977. And joining us here is Professor of Law and Religion at Villanova, Michael Moreland, who is in St. Peter's Square today. Hi, Professor Moreland.
Hi, glad to be with you.
Thank you so much. So tell us, what is it? What was it like in the square the moment that the Pope was announced?
It was an amazing experience. Of course, it was stunning that that an American was elected. Right away, I recognized his name. He was someone with a Villanova connection. So I think, it was a great day for Villanova and the Augustinians.
He chose the name Leo. What can we infer about what that might mean for his leadership of the church? What is the significance of that name?
You know, it's hard to know because Leo XIII was Pope at the very end of the 19th century at a time of, industrialization and economic turmoil and a lot of, international turmoil. And so, in some ways, maybe he wants to be a Pope who, like Leo XIII, is someone who speaks the truth of the church in the modern world in a new way.
Now, as you said, this is unparalleled to have an American Pope. What is that going to mean for the global Catholic community that it is an American now leading the 1.4 billion Catholics?
Well, it's interesting. He is an American, but he has spent a lot of his career, especially recently, outside the United States. He was the head of the Augustinian order, so he had a position in Rome for several years. And then he was a bishop in Peru, where I think he was also a missionary at one time. And now he has had a job in Rome. Leading the office that appoints bishops for the Holy See. So, but the fact that an American is Pope now, I think it's something that was almost unthinkable, 10 or 20 years ago that an American would ever be elected Pope. But I do think that they looked to Cardinal Prevost and thought that they saw the leadership that the church needs.
Well, as you just laid out, he has an incredibly international resume. Do you think that could have been a factor in his election?
I think so. I think that he two popes in a row who have worked in South America, where so it's a global church. And it's no longer merely a European institution. So I think that's part of it. And also, as head of the Augustinians, he did have a kind of worldwide view of the work of that religious order around the church. So he doesn't just come from the United States. He really does come with this global perspective.
Well, very quickly, can you explain what the mission or the bent of the Augustinians is?
Well, of course, in Philadelphia, famously, they are responsible for sponsoring Villanova. But around the world, they do missionary work. They do education in schools like Villanova. They work in parishes. They're one of the well-established religious orders of the Catholic Church. Been around for 700 plus years. And so, and the fact that Cardinal Prevost, that now Leo XIV, was the head of them showed that, that the order entrusted him with leadership, and now the whole church has done the same.
Now that the conclave has wrapped up and we have a pope, what are the next steps? How does Pope Leo begin his pontificate?
Well, he becomes pope, technically becomes pope as soon as he accepts it. So he's already pope now, but he'll be installed as the Bishop of Rome and pope sometime, I guess, within a week or so. But right away starting to work. I mean, the church always faces problems and challenges, but also a lot of hope and opportunity. And he'll start to make his mark on the papacy, I suspect, within short order.
And do you believe quickly he will be in the model of Francis or a more conservative pontiff?
I think it's hard to know. Probably more in the model of Francis. I think Francis made him a cardinal. Francis brought him to Rome to run the bishop's office. But, every pope in the end has to determine what kind of pope he wants to be for the whole church. And I suspect Leo XIV will be his own man and will take the church where he thinks his leadership should take it.
We've been speaking to Professor Michael Moreland of Villanova, who teaches law and religion. Professor Moreland, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.